Food City makes it easy to shop your way. Just pick up your groceries curbside or have them delivered directly to your home. So whether you need weekly groceries or just a quick meal, Food City's got you covered. From their doors to yours.
All right, we got 1 hour left, folks. We're brought to you by Food City. It's the Memorial Day headquarters for you for all your grilling and chilling needs right there. Food City, your local one right next to you. Wherever it is, pop in there, value every day. And we are live here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville.
All right, nobody panic. Chad and Jake Live is coming up next segment.
It could be Chad Live right now.
Chad is here. Chad's live. Jake asked, though, like an hour ago, if they could go second segment. Because Jake's, well, he's trying to find new selection for everybody right here at Rusty Wallace Kia. I just 75 have, and Callahan Drive.
I have something to say to Jake.
Okay. He's listening in the car, I'm positive.
If you're 15 minutes early, you're on time. If you're on time and you're late, you're late. And if you're late, you didn't want to be there. Unknown quote on Google. This is about being on time. It's about being on time, you know.
That's bold.
He's being selfish, you know. Everybody else here, you know, just is good about that.
So let's jump into the weekend preview. Coming up this weekend, Tennessee softball hosts the Super Regional at Cherry Parker Lee Stadium this weekend. Game one of the Super Regional is today at 4 o'clock. Tickets are sold out, but there is a watch party at Regal Soccer Stadium right next door. They'll have it on the big screen there. You can bring your lawn chairs. They will have concessions available. If you want to come to the watch party or if you're coming to the game, Tennessee advises that you park and ride at the Ag Campus. The shuttle and parking are free. But take the shuttle because parking on the property at Cherry Parker Lee Stadium is going to be limited this weekend. So go ahead and park and ride from the Ag Campus. There will be signs and people there to direct you to that shuttle. But that's your best opportunity this weekend. Texas, the number 13 national seed. Tennessee, of course, the number 4 seed. And the Lady Vols will be looking to advance to the Women's College World Series for the first time since 2015.
That'd be big time.
Texas went last year as an unseeded team. They won a regional on the road and a super regional on the road last year to advance to Oklahoma City, where they ended up, I believe, making the Final Four of the World Series. They rely, does Texas, on three freshmen. Their top three RBI producers are all freshmen.
Future's bright, then.
I hope it's not bright for them this weekend.
Oh, that could be tough. We have some good pitching.
That coming up this weekend. And then the other thing that piques the interest of this show is, Eric, Saturday night and potentially Monday night.
Not potentially. Saturday night, the Boston Celtics travel to Miami to win Game 6, and then they come back on Memorial Day on a holiday to get Game 7 at home at Boston.
How angry will you be if they get it all the way to Game 7 and lose at home?
I don't think there's a chance that happens. I would be upset. I don't think there's a chance that happens. If they win Game 6, then they're going to win Game. There's no scenario where they win Game 6 and win 3 in a row and then just randomly lose all the momentum that they have in the series while going home. I don't see. I mean, if it's over, it happens on Saturday night.
Jimmy Butler guaranteed a victory on Saturday.
Bold move after two bad games in a row.
Guarantees in sports. Boston coach Joe Mazzulla last night was asked about his team's mindset entering the second straight elimination game. Did you see what he said?
Uh-uh.
Quote, just win or die.
Well, okay.
And after the dominant performance, they are still alive.
He's an interesting coach because, you know, they had the whole situation where their coach had a relationship mm-hmm. with a staff member mm-hmm. and it ended up costing him his job. They promote him from within, and the team goes on a two-month tear mm-hmm. with him as the head coach. And then they struggled, started struggling a little bit down the stretch. That's where the inconsistency came in. And then throughout the playoffs, they've been just good enough, just often enough to make it to Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And they have all the momentum right now. We all know mm-hmm. momentum in sports is huge. It's everything. They do have to go on the road. That'll be a tough game for them to win. Game 6 will be tough to win. But if they can win Game 6, they're going to win Game 7.
I wish they could change up the nights on this, but they couldn't because of the way the series were laid out in advance. But Dallas was able to stave off elimination against Vegas in the Western Conference Finals of the NHL last night, which means Saturday night at exactly the same time as the Celtics and Heat, and then potentially Monday night at the exact same time as the Celtics and Heat, Vegas and Dallas will go up. We didn't talk about it yesterday, and we don't talk about hockey a ton. Did you see how the Carolina Hurricanes, Florida Panthers series ended?
I did not.
Matthew Tkachuk scores his third game-winning goal of the postseason with 4.9 seconds left in the third period. They looked like they were headed to another overtime.
I feel like in hockey, if you score in the last 30 seconds, that's the equivalent of hitting a 0.2-second fadeaway jumper in basketball.
For sure, because you don't have time to set anything else up.
Yeah, it either goes in or – yeah. Mm-hmm. So with 4.9 on the clock, that's dramatic.
No matter who comes out of the West, I'm cheering for Florida for two reasons. One, they were the eighth seed, just like the Heat are in the Eastern Conference and in the NBA. But where most teams don't touch the trophy that comes for winning their conference, Florida grabbed it and paraded it. And I love that. I am on the, if you win something, celebrate it. It doesn't mean you're not going to win something else. So, but a walk-off goal two nights ago.
Very cool.
In the NHL. What else is happening this weekend around the world of sports? You have Memorial Day weekend in Major League Baseball, so some great matchups all throughout the weekend. And we're starting to, you know, starting to pay more attention to baseball now. We're getting towards May. Things have happened. Things are happening. What Major League Baseball team are you going to adopt for this this season?
I'm a Yankees fan now.
Okay.
Yeah,
bad take
fan.
Andy with the groan. Yeah. It's still going to be Atlanta on this side. Let's check where those two teams are in the standings. Atlanta, now 31-19 with a 5.5 game lead over the New York Mets. Eric Gaines, your New York Yankees are 7 games out of first, but finally back over 500 at 30-22. They're ahead of the Red Sox. Gone 7-3 over their last 10 games.
Yeah, two days ago, they were up like 7-1 or something like that and gave up 8 or 9 runs in like the last inning or two and lost.
Boy, you hate to see it.
They're just inconsistent. They'll be fine. Yankees will be fine. They'll be fine in Athens. Yankees will be just fine in Athens.
The Yankees will be fine in Athens?
That's an Eric quote about the Georgia game.
Oh.
I'm not worried about it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Environment will be fine.
I got it.
Balls will be fine in Athens.
I got it. Okay. That's your weekend preview. That's what's coming up this weekend across the world of sports. Beyond the pro series, we're starting to get in the light time of year for sports or for major events. We'll, of course, have the NBA Finals. We'll have the Stanley Cup Finals. And then
golf. I always transition to golf.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, not like hardcore, but if it's on TV, it's on TV.
Yeah.
I start paying attention to it more. Once college baseball and softball's over, once the NBA's done, I transition to golf, but mainly like playing it and having fun. It's a fun time of year for everybody.
We were talking to Bridget from the Boys and Girls Club yesterday out at the Knoxville Open. By the way, the Knoxville Open going on this weekend, a great opportunity for you to get out and see some great golf up close. But she and a group are going to see the LIV Tour in the U.S. here in a few weeks and said, well, you know, you don't have to worry about losing a hand like the competitors do if they go wrong. No, they're going for the good time. Should be a good one. You can have a great time this weekend out at the Knoxville Open at Holston Hills Country Club. Free park and ride at Chowey Park. Get your tickets online at the visitknoxvilleopen.com. visitknoxvilleopen.com. And check out some fun golf. We were out there yesterday, and it was a great time was being had by all.
And beautiful weather, great tournament, absolutely.
And we'll be all weekend. All right, we will come back. It will be time for Chad and Jake Live coming up.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Maybe if Jake gets here.
Must leave on time, thus always be late. Brian Spellman.
Eric Ainge reads more inspirational quotes about being on time. We roll on next on the Eric Ainge Show.
Welcome back into the Eric Ainge Show, live at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. I-75 and Callahan Drive. Bargain Boulevard, as Jake Bull likes to call it.
Is that a play on the Bull part?
I don't know. It was his comeback for intersection of selection, but it's clever.
Bargain Boulevard.
I like it. Strong. Very strong.
All right. We await his arrival. Eric, I can't believe I didn't lead with this today. I forgot.
Okay.
Did you see where Harrison Bailey's going to school?
No.
Harrison Bailey is going to be a quarterback at Louisville. He is going as a walk-on, according to Mark Ennis of ESPN Radio Louisville.
So he's now walking on at Louisville.
Mm-hmm. He is leaving UNLV to be a walk-on at Louisville.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Well, I mean, good luck. I don't know. Good luck. Right? Harrison Bailey? Good luck to Harrison Bailey?
Good luck, Harrison.
Good now luck, we have
Good luck, Bailey.
Good luck, Harrison.
Damn. I don't care.
All right,
Me either.
We're waiting on the thumbs up. We got thumbs up. We're Chad and Jake live. We're Chad and Jake live on Facebook. We're Chad and Jake live here on the Eric Ainge Show. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Doing fantastic.
Chad looks sleepy.
Well, he's had to make a lot of trips to the mid-state for Gray softball.
Congratulations to the
Grace. Oh, here comes the whole squad.
Christian Academy Lady Rams softball team. Murfreesboro came up a little short from where they wanted to be, but super proud of those guys and the coaches and the players and all of them. Congratulations. Great season.
Jake brought the whole team for moral support.
Yes. Got the whole squad here.
I love it. All right. It's been a minute since we've done this because last week we had alternate audio. Let's cue the jingle because it's time for Chad and Jake. All right. Jake, you look very 4th of July festive today.
Yes,
too.
Red, white, and blue.
Your kids, yeah.
Chad, all black.
I got blue and white. My head's red.
Got some red on your watch?
Yep. Red, white, and blue. I'm patriotic, baby.
Let's go, boys.
Now, last week we did the best would you rather question ever. Some people had a mixed reaction to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask it now that the whole family's here.
Nope.
By the way, I'd like to quote Eric. You can't be that guy if you're not that guy anymore.
Yeah. He was.
You're late.
No, I heard it.
You're very late.
I heard it. I heard it on the radio.
You know what one I did leave off? The person you're mad at for being late could be dead.
Yeah. That's right.
Glad you're not.
It could have happened.
We knew you weren't.
But here's another one. Better late than never. Huh? Okay.
We're on Facebook Live.
Eric, the number of people in the text box that find it hilarious that you were throwing out those quotes is warming my heart.
Latecomer deserves little. Latecomer gets losses and leftovers.
So today I'm
just Googling.
Okay, yeah, okay.
These are not.
I thought those are things coaches have told him in the past.
Things he lives by or something.
No, I was never late with Cutcliffe.
All right, so we start a new game series today. And I took some suggestions. I thought hard about this. Today we begin college president or college football coach.
Whoa.
College president or college football coach. All of these college presidents are presidents of Division I FCS universities, and all of these coaches are head coaches at Division I FCS universities.
Okay.
Okay?
Eric's queuing up Google as we speak.
Robert William Petrino.
He's not a head coach.
But if he was a president,
does that have to be a head coach?
Head coach.
Okay, head coach.
Yeah, you're right. He's an assistant.
He could throw us off and pick Jim Tressel.
Well, he is a president now, isn't he? Oh,
that's a good one.
Does it have
one.
To be current head coach?
Yes, these are current head coaches or current college presidents.
Okay.
For 500 points, what college is Jim Tressel the president
the,
of?
It's Ohio.
The Ohio State University.
No, it's not Ohio State. No. It's an Ohio school, though.
The Ohio University.
It's a
Akron.
I don't think so.
Would be
no.
Youngstown State.
Youngstown State.
Yes.
Youngstown
for 500 State. More points, who cares?
Deal.
All right. He's Googling.
I'm not Googling.
You got Google pulled up.
I'm not Googling. Facebook Live is right there anyway. If I was going to cheat, they'd
not that
see
you
it.
Would care.
Follow us, Chad and Jake Live.
Do it. Follow them. Great stuff.
Name number one, Michael McRobbie. Chad, is Michael McRobbie the president of a university, or is he a college football coach?
That is actually a president of a university that good McRobbie. He's the president of that said university.
Yeah, that
McRobbie
that
you.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he is a president of a Pac-12 university.
Okay. Sam Fortman, you are picking for Riley Thomas today. Your score is transferred to him, so you can choose to play this straight or put him in a hole.
Okay, just to be clear here, we're talking about the FCS level, or did you say FBS here?
FBS level.
Okay. Lord help us if there's an FBS school that has a president with that last name.
McRobbie?
But I don't know any.
He's hating on that.
And again, this is head coaches, right?
Head coaches.
I don't know a head coach of that last name, so I can't wait to find out what university hired a president with the last name McRobbie, so I'll go president.
Jake?
Yeah, I think this is a president, too. I'm thinking it's probably more an AAC school.
Oh, you're going American?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Michael McRobbie is the president of Indiana University.
Oh, yep. Big Ten.
Yep,
that
is right.
Yeah, that was going to be my next guess.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
He was named one of the top five presidents by the U.S. College University rankings.
How
college
do they
course.
Even rank that?
That is a great question.
Yeah. It wasn't by popular vote, I'll tell you that. You know him.
Name number two. Name number two.
Randy Boyd.
You got to throw us that one at some point. That's an easy one. Football coach.
Name number two, Chad. Daryl Pines.
Daryl Pines is definitely. He's out there on the pines, and he's out there throwing the pigskin from the pines.
Daryl
Pines. And he is a head coach.
Daryl Pines is a head coach.
Daryl Pines is a former professor.
Mm-hmm.
Has a law degree.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a current university president, and this one happens to be in the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking Stanford, aren't you?
I'm thinking Stanford.
Yeah. For the tree.
Yeah, I could go there. I could go there.
Yeah.
Definitely university president.
Sam Fortman.
Well, Ainge, you're half right, because he was a former English professor, doesn't have the law degree, and he is currently
Somebody
the president at Indiana State, the Sycamores, close enough to Pines.
Okay.
He says confidently with a school.
Bull? No, I agree. If Daryl Pines is a football coach, we would have heard of. He's definitely a college president, probably at Alpine State.
Boo.
Daryl Pines is the president of the University of Maryland,
which is an affiliate of Alpine State.
They are.
Yes.
It's a parent. It's a parent.
Satellite campus.
It's a system.
Yes.
It's a system.
I knew I had that one right.
We all agree he's going football coach next, right?
Has to. He's went two presidents.
Unless he's going to change his order now.
He could go all presidential.
The order is always fluid.
So now he's going, now we're playing Brian Rice head games. We said it's going to be a coach. It was going to be a coach. Does he then stick with the coach thinking we're going to go president? Or does he go back president?
He doesn't have to go in order that he has them written down.
He may jump to number five. He's bouncing right now because we've thrown him off completely.
He's flustered.
Francis Poggi. Francis Pogge.
If Francis is not Pogge. A university president, there's not a cow in the state of Texas. Okay? Francis Pogge. If that was a head coach, I feel certain they would be 0-11.
So you're going
president.
Eric Haynes.
You're Francis already Pogge. I know you're thinking exactly what I'm thinking right now.
Why don't you go first then and tell me what I'm thinking?
I mean, it's just he's making this too obvious, I think.
So I think the way Brian's going to work right here is he was going to go president, president, coach, coach, president. That's what I think the order would have been. Then we called him out. His lip went.
Yeah.
And he went to number five.
He started bouncing.
Then he bounced.
Yeah.
He got flustered and he bounced.
Yeah. I always bounce around.
He bounced. And so by bouncing, I think he's thinking we're going to be like, oh, I'm going to bounce and I'm going to bounce to what was going to be the number five president. Mm-hmm. I think he's flip-flopped it. I think he's flustered, and I think we're going football coach. I have never heard of this guy. I have no idea where he coaches.
I agree
but
completely.
I'm playing the mind of Brian. He's a football coach.
I agree completely.
Sam?
So speaking of Brian Rice mind games, I got Brian Rice yesterday during Florida-Alabama International, which should just gone with the gut of Florida, man. So I'm going to go with my gut, president for a third time in a row.
No.
Jake, you're going president.
And although I agree with it, no, I'm just kidding. I'm going with Eric here.
Oh, my goodness.
Francis Biff Pogge is the head coach at Charlotte.
Yes.
Okay. If Biff. You'd have said Biff, yes. I knew him by Biff.
If he had a name.
That's what I always called him was Biff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's Biff. I mean, you're talking about Francis.
You're talking about a young kid football player with a hard head that ran into the walls.
That was Biff.
In fairness, they do call him Frankie B a lot, too.
No, they call him Biff. If you'd have said Biff Pogge, I'd say, Biff Pogge.
Oh, Biff.
Well, that's because no college president's allowing themselves to be called Biff. Well, you can be Dr. Biff, and you're still not Biff.
See, I didn't know we were throwing out formal names.
Yeah, not going with the nicknames.
Yeah, I would have definitely said
that. That's
like
wrench.
It's like saying Nicholas Saban. You wouldn't know who that is.
No, if you'd have said Nicholas William Saban. I would have never known. I would have never known.
Yeah. You don't know how to pronounce it.
I don't know.
Chad, is Brenton Pry a football coach or a university president? Brenton Pry.
Does he have a nickname?
Like a lacrosse
he does
player?
Not.
So Brenton Pry.
Mm-hmm.
Britain.
Not Britain.
No, Brenton.
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 Wow.
Brenton.
Okay,
Pry.
Eric said you were going president. Coach, president. You went president,
coach.
Changed it up to go coach.
He's a coach.
He's saying coach.
He's Eric a coach.
Ainge. Okay, so since we're not even looking at names anymore, we're just playing Brian's mind right now. I think he's going to go with the original formula now. Because he went coach next.
That's right.
Now he's going coach again, so it's President, coach,
president. Yeah.
That's what I think's happening. Yeah. So I have no idea who this Brenton Pry is.
Brenton.
But I'm playing Brian. I'm going coach.
Sam Foreman.
Oh, see, because now I'm torn because I could sit here and just say, at this point I'm going to tank it and just, sorry, Riley, happy graduation present.
You're tanking it on accident.
Or I could just sit here and go for the pride in myself and want to, beat Brian at his own game. I'm going to go coach here.
He says coach.
Well, that's what we thought.
I happen to disagree with Eric here. I think that you knew that we were noticing you were going president, coach, president, and so you switched this.
So you think he's going to go president?
Brenton Pry definitely sounds like and Bad Takes over here opening these, what are those, sprees?
Spree.
And he's looking, like he was nodding when he was getting the spree, and I don't know if it's because he was really excited that the orange one was next, or if he was giving me some kind of signal.
If it's Bad Take Andy and it's food.
But I'm going president. I'm going president here.
Brenton James Pry is the head football coach at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
At Virginia Tech.
It's the formula.
It's
the formula. If this next one is president, you're a genius.
No, let's not
He can't change it now.
Now it's the last one. It's the last one.
Let's not go
If this
that
one
far.
Is president, he's going to – Josh Heupel, just to prove Eric wrong.
Don't you agree he'll just pick a football coach?
Oh, he will.
To make
no, he won't. Yeah. He won't do that. The integrity that this man has across from me
you don't know him like
is unrivaled.
He will I do anything he can to make me not be correct right now. Look at him. He's searching. Do we even need to know the
go
name?
Go with your original one.
Lane Kiffin.
Timothy Sands
is just like Eric said. President, coach. This is a president.
He says president. Eric Ainge.
Okay.
What are you thinking about?
I'm trying to think of how I phrase, does it feel good to be a champion?
Don't ask Jake. How would he know?
It feels good to be a champion. Does it feel good to be right? It feels good to be right.
You like to
president,
be right, don't you?
President, coach.
President.
He says president. Sam Foreman.
Oh, I'm just getting ride with Ainge, president.
Love it. Do it. I'm right.
Jake?
I guarantee it.
What do you think?
Coach.
Wrong.
Timothy Sands is the president of Virginia Tech. So Brent Pry and Timothy Sands, they sit in meetings together in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Eric had even written on his paper, VT.
You know what I was hoping?
No, he didn't.
That Eric contorting himself, feeling like he was getting it right, was going to second guess it and change his order after guessing the correct order.
I just knew that there was no way you were going to let him be right about this. That's what I was going with.
Well, how can he come up with another president?
You can look at it.
I don't know. He has the intro
web in
front of him.
Where did origami originate?
Wait a minute.
Hole in the wall restaurants in Charleston, South Carolina. Virginia Tech football
stats.
McKenzie Milton, yeah. Florida State Seminoles.
No, I didn't.
Famous quotes about being on time.
He did go.
Okay, wait a minute.
I know you didn't.
Listen, the man went in order. That's a picture from his computer. He went in order.
So we were just right.
President, coach, president.
Never been more right in my entire life.
You've never been more right.
There's no way.
Powerball numbers are 14, 94, 86.
Where's my pen? Wait.
And just like this, somebody's going to be lined up on Tuesday, ready to
get a text in the text box.
Well, you got the cash three, folks.
So Eric Ainge, as you should as a college football guy, went 5 for 5. Jake, you and Chad both went 3-2.
It's because I didn't listen to Eric early enough.
And I did listen to Eric early, and then I jumped off ship.
You deviated. You shouldn't have deviated.
Yeah. Sam, you can feel good about beating Chad and Jake because you were 4-1.
Not bad, Sam.
You're fired, Sam.
And just like that, you're not invited back to the show.
Ever.
Well, that's all right. Logan will be back for a week next week, from what I understand. So
never mind, Sam. Come on back.
Yeah, Sam, you're welcome anytime.
Gentlemen, right here, Rusty Wallace, Kia. Hey, Jake, I love what you've done with the Slasher. I love what you've done with that campaign. But this is also Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And you have scoured the world to find the best deals for your customers here on Memorial Day weekend.
Well, this is the biggest car buying weekend of the year. Friday, Saturday, Monday is going to be huge, and we've got lots of red, white, and blue cars out there, and green and black and orange and every other color imaginable. We've got lots and lots and lots and lots of cars out there.
How many?
Lots of cars.
Lots and lots and lots?
Lots and lots and lots right here on Bargain Boulevard.
It's a good place for a lot.
And I can tell you, one of your loyal customers who's purchased 4 vehicles from you in the last 6 years was here this morning.
Yes, I saw him.
Getting his car service, said hello.
Good to see Tom out this morning.
So, people continue to come back here, all of your deals. And let's give a shout-out also to your ride for kids that's coming up soon.
Yes, that's going to be huge.
August 19th.
Yep.
It's the Glenn Jacobs and Rusty Wallace Ride for the Kids. It's a motorcycle ride, but it's raising money for East Tennessee Children's Hospital. Our goal is to raise $150,000. We're over halfway there.
Nice. So, very cool, guys.
Gentlemen, thank you as always. We will see you next week.
I, for one, am headed to watch The Little Mermaid.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Oh, you're telling me you came in late just to take off the rest of the day?
Yes.
Paisley said yes. Okay.
Uncle
Chad, that's exactly what's happening.
Well, he's turned into
As long as we go see The Little Mermaid, right?
You can't be that guy if you're not that guy.
You can't be that guy if you're not that guy. You have to put different emphasis on that.
You like that?
It was the emphasis. You have to put the correct. You can't be that guy if you're not that guy.
I see what you did there.
No, it was Eric's.
Is the whole family going to see The Little Mermaid, or are you and the boys going to see an alternate movie?
Nope, we're all going to see it.
Excitement level to see The Little Mermaid.
Wilson's excited. You can tell him, please.
Eyes rolled to the back of his head.
He's going for the candy and the popcorn. He doesn't care what they turn on, as long as he gets lots of both.
Oh, speaking of this, Jake is that guy who screams at the umpires and stuff, had to go apologize to the coach the other night.
Yeah, did he really?
Yeah.
This is the guy that yells at the umpires.
No, you were yelling.
Also,
I mean, he got it from you.
Don't take him to play poker, because I read his poker face on that. Enjoy the popcorn. Enjoy the movie.
All right, boys.
Enjoy the great deals here at Rusty Wallace Kia, I-75, Callahan Drive exit. We return next on the Eric Ainge Show.
Welcome back to the Eric Cain Show, live here at Rusty Wallace Key of Knoxville. A couple segments left here before it's quitting time for us for a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Hope everyone has a fun, safe weekend together celebrating our freedoms and everything that we have from those that gave the ultimate sacrifice here.
Earlier in the show, talked about the opening line for Tennessee and Virginia.
Your gut reaction was, well, that seems high.
And then you ran the numbers, which this is like a reverse of a normal show. You ran the numbers, and now I go, well, okay.
The most points they scored against a Power 5 team last year was 28 against North Carolina, who had the 116th out of 131 teams' defensive ranking.
Yeah.
Now, Tennessee was only 91. We weren't great. But North Carolina was terrible on defense. Other than that, the most points they scored was 20. I have a hard time thinking these guys that Virginia gets more than 20 points against us with what they have at quarterback and on that roster with 18 of their 20 signees that are freshmen coming in that aren't early enrollees. I don't see it. Can Tennessee score 48 against Virginia? Yeah. If so, I think you're looking at a safe cover there.
Will on the text box says, friendly reminder, Sunday is National Hamburger Day.
Is it really?
Stay petty, 31-14.
Love it. Flipping burgers.
Travis on the text box, Drake, better late than never, but never late is better.
I like it. Good job on the text box.
Confidence level that the Celtics get it done on Saturday night.
75.
Okay.
It's on the road, and Miami got embarrassed two games in a row. You know they'll have something for Boston. But if Boston – okay, when one team is better than the other, if both teams play good, the better team wins. And what you have is in the first three games, you had the inferior team playing way better. In the last two games, you had the better team playing way better. So if you just get an even game where both teams play good, hard, tough, physical basketball, attack the basket, they both play well, Boston wins that game. I don't know what the line is, but they should be favored. I know it's a road game. It's game six. I get it, elimination game, but they're 2-0 in their elimination games. You could say they're 2-5 overall, but they're 2-0 in elimination games.
Yep.
So I think it bodes well for Boston. I think they get game six, and if they do that, my confidence level will be even higher for game seven. They're not going back to Boston and losing a game seven.
Iowa has confirmed that athletics director Gary Barta will retire effective August 1st. So Kirk Ferentz's Parker level just went extra because if they have another season, he's not going to be allowed to just be the coach there forever.
I don't know how he's been the coach there as long as he has.
If there's someone
that has something on someone giving out contracts in college athletics, it's Ferentz on that guy. Because they're good every 3 years, four maybe. Iowa should have higher standards than that. Personal opinion. You can win there.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, they have everything in place.
You can win there. You can win more consistently than they do anyway.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
We will return a final segment. We'll find out what we learned today. We look forward to the Memorial Day weekend coming up next as we return
Let's
to Rusty Wallace Key, I-75 and Callahan Drive us where we are today on the Eric Cain Show.
It's time to find out what we learned today here on the Eric Cain Show. We do it every day thanks to Gambuza's Barbershop, gambuzasbarbershop.com, the number one barbershop in the country, and there's two locations for you right here in good old Knoxville, Tennessee, downtown west out there in West Knoxville and right there on North Shore Boulevard. Book your spot at gambuzasbarbershop.com. I got one we haven't talked about today.
All right.
But it's coming up tomorrow. Okay. The 2023 Josh Dobbs Youth Football Camp right here in town in partnership with D1. Ages 6 to 16-year-old boys and girls. Cost is $85. It's right there at the Emerald Youth Haslam Sansom Ministry Complex, Lonsdale, 1740 Texas Avenue in Knoxville. Outdoor turf field. Going to be a lot of fun. And it's a super fun thing. So if you have a, a young person in your life, ages 6 to 16, that wants to go meet Josh and do official combine testing and run around and have fun, you can do that. Visit joshuadobbsyouthcamps.com or d1training.com.
We did not talk about this either, but huge congratulations to Caleb Moore, head coach, and the Knoxville Catholic Fighting Irish baseball team, winning the first state championship in baseball in school history yesterday.
Very cool.
A 2001 alum of Catholic, as I am, and a 2001 alum of the baseball program. Ditto. Huge for all of us to see Caleb lead his team, and just has a great group that got it together and took down Baylor, who was presumed to be the state championship favorite a couple of weeks ago, and then went to Murfreesboro and did the thing. Ran undefeated through the spring fling. So congratulations to them. And Farragut and Hardin Valley meet for, I believe Jesse Smithy said, would be the sixth time tonight for a state championship.
Wow. You talk about two programs that got it going on.
Yeah.
Good for them. That's fun. We talked about Florida State, inside 100 days to college football today in the second hour here from Rusty Wallace Kia. Are they a contender for the four-team college playoff? We looked at what they did last year. Their only three ranked teams were losses that they played.
They're
NC
a fraud.
State, Clemson, and Wake Forest. They're a fraud. They got a decent quarterback. They got a decent coach. They got a decent roster. They got to play LSU to start the year and Clemson in week four, man. So I think they're 2-2 coming out of September with a lot of winnable games. At Pitt, at Florida are probably their other two hardest games they have to play. But I don't see that. I see them being 9-3 or 10-2, though. I mean, I see them being a good football team, but they're not a college football playoff contender. And most teams could go 9-3 or 10-2 with that schedule. Most teams.
We learned that you are super confident that after last night's win that your Celtics are
making
the finals.
I feel good about it. Got to win game six. If they win game six, they're going to get game seven.
We also learned, and you did the math, that Tennessee's opening line of being a 27-29 point favorite over Virginia is legitimate.
I think the only way that Tennessee's going to win that football game.
Yeah.
The only way that Tennessee doesn't win by around that margin is if the offense struggles a little early. You know, you get a couple three and outs. If you throw away a few possessions in the opening game, which is very possible, it has no bearing. Like, look at Pitt last year. Okay? You look at Pitt last year. We threw away some possessions early in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the game, and we had the number one offense in the country. By the time the season's all said and done, you got the number one offense in the country.
Right.
So it is possible that you sputter a little in an opener, and you know in the first 2 weeks really, and it's not necessarily like indicative of what your team is going to look like. So that's possible. That's the only way I don't think they cover is if you look at the first quarter and it's 10-3 Tennessee or 7-3 Tennessee, something like that. Then maybe you win by 24, maybe. But I just don't see Virginia having the ability to keep up with us at all.
The garbage time late touchdown is the thing that would scare me if I was a better.
Anytime a spread's that big, you got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We learned that you can actually identify what's going on in my head, which is a little scary.
Well, I did today, but I've also failed going that route quite often. So, but today I got it right. President, coach, president. Chad's mind was blown the whole time.
It kind of was.
He like, I know it's on Facebook Live, but he actually was like, he's doing it. This is happening. It's real. It's happening. We know that the Bull family is going to see the new Little Mermaid.
I don't know that I'm as a late 30s male, I will not go see that because my child would not want to go see that.
Well, you win there.
But from what I understand, it's really good. It's an amazing live action-ish retelling of a classic story.
Most of those remake movies they've done have been pretty good, actually.
Yeah, Disney.
Most of them have been
pretty good. All the crap that people give Disney over a lot of things, they are intensely protective of their classic franchise deals, And so, yeah, they don't do a bad remake. We can all get mad at it because we remember the cartoon and it should stay the cartoon. But they're going to treat their property with respect.
Agreed.
Okay. To steal Josh and Swain's deal, Power Poll, top three things you're looking forward to on a Memorial Day weekend. Does not have to be sports.
Quick little road trip with Susan to go celebrate. Her grandfather has been a pastor for 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're gonna go celebrate that. My mom comes in town. So that's always a win.
Uh-huh.
When mom comes in town.
You're going to get pumpkin bars.
And then day off on Monday.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I am hoping I don't get pumpkin bars and that I don't get to see your mom because that means we're going to the Women's College World Series.
Yeah. You guys need to – Tennessee Lady Vol softball needs to get out of this weekend.
I'm looking – so my power poll of things I'm looking forward to, number one is definitely the Super Regional at Lee Stadium. And, again, if you don't have tickets, you can enjoy it on the big screen at Regal Soccer Stadium next door. Park and ride – from the Ag Campus is available, and you should use it. It'll make things a lot easier for you, both getting in and getting out. And then we might hit the pool at the front of the neighborhood.
Do it.
I've had to undergo enough emails with the HOA people that I'm going to use that as much as we can this year. Because kids, don't ever be on your HOA board. Life lessons from Brian Rice.
Hope everyone has a fantastic Memorial Day weekend.
And by the
way, love your friends, love your family, have fun, stay safe.
And by the way, on softball today, 4 o'clock, 3:45 pregame show on AM 990. Join me. Let's go win a Super Regional. Bad Take Andy, thank you. Sam Foreman, thanks for sticking around all week long. We will see you on Monday on the Eric Haines Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.